I explore this a bit in the book too, is the concept of the wrath of God. Now, the wrath of God doesn't mean that God is angry. I'm going to get back to that in a minute.
Yeah.
But the wrath of God, let's put it this way. God is awesomely holy, a burning, flaming, burning fire of charity and love, and so bright is his glory. And you see, if your eyes aren't accustomed, if you prefer the darkness to the light, you ever walked out from a movie theater in the middle of summer, you know, at the man,
yeah.
Your eyes are like stabbing with pain because it's so bright. You know, you've been in the dark theater for so long, and oh, it hurts. It just, well, that's the thing, you know, in a way, God, you know, those who are in hell, the saddest truth about them is that they'd be more miserable in heaven. It's just too bright. The light is too bright and the heat is too high. Hell is hot, but heaven is hotter. And that's how C.S. Lewis puts it, you know.
Yeah.
So getting back to this idea then of the wrath of God does not mean that God is mad. It is said in the book of first letter of Peter that Jesus comes to save us from the coming wrath. What is the wrath of God? Mm-hmm. The wrath of God is our experience of the complete, total inability of us in our current unseemly state to be before the presence of God. It's too bright. It's too hot. We just fall back. That's the wrath of God. So what has to happen then is that God has to bring us up to the temperature of glory and make us used to the light. Jesus says, here's the nature of the judgment, that the light has come into the world, but many prefer the darkness. Notice that word, prefer the darkness. Mm-hmm. So let me explain the wrath of God maybe by some analogies. The wrath of God is, again, our experience. It's like fire and water don't mix. There's going to be a conflict. You put them both in the same place at the same time, there's going to be a conflict. You drop water on a hot stove, you hear the conflict right there. That's wrath. Mm-hmm. It's they just can't be together in the same place. Neither can sin and God's utter holiness. Likewise, another example would be, you know, most of us have like a light in the ceiling and on our, say, our bedroom, and we like that light. We stay up and read or whatever. Then we go to bed, we turn off the lights, and then maybe especially in the winter months, you know, the early time of the year, you know, you wake up and it's still dark and someone flips the light on you. Ah, turn off that light. That light is harsh. The light is not harsh. The light is the same light it was hours ago. The problem isn't the light. The light is not harsh. I've become accustomed to the darkness, but I blame the light. I say the light is harsh. That's what's meant by the wrath of God. It's not in God. It's in us. I hope you understand. I'm sure, yeah. And all of our viewers, listeners know that, you know, God is not moody. God doesn't change. God is God.
And I think like in a simple analogy, at least just from like a human way of looking at it, I think of it as like when a couple gets married, and if a particular person has like a very way of being, let's say that they're clean or they're a clean or organized person, and the other person is really dirty. There's just conflict. Just this natural conflict that happens, and you have to kind of choose one or the other, but you can't really have both. Like, and anyone who's married would know that you cannot have both and for there to be kind of peace and calm. But then when one comes to that other level, when both are equally clean, it's like there's just this perfect harmony.
Another, maybe a couple of other images of this too. Book of Malachi, the last chapter. It talks about the day of judgment, and it says, lo, the day, capital D, that's the day of judgment. Lo, the day is coming when all that are wicked will be burnt up, leaving neither root nor branch, saith the Lord of hosts. For that day comes blazing like an oven. But for you who fear my name, that day will arise like a beautiful sunlit morning with healing in its rays.
Yeah.
So there's one reality, but two very different experiences.
Yeah.
One group is being burnt up and finds the fire hateful and horrifying. The other group says, oh, what a beautiful sunlit morning, because they're accustomed to the temperature of glory. They've been brought up to the temperature of glory by God, who sent tongues of fire on the first disciples to bring us up to that temperature. And they're used to the light. They love the light. Now, to those who hate the truth sounds hateful or seems hateful, you see?
Yeah.
So it's what are you accustomed to and what do you prefer? Do you prefer darkness or light? Do you prefer the warmth of God's love or the coldness of the human heart without him?